All right, thank you for checking in, guys. I want to give you a short little note here on how to deal with adversity, the right perspective to have in times of adversity. I know that your jobs are under threat. I had three different calls yesterday, just yesterday, from three different people, all telling me that they're going to be fired basically in the next month and a half or less. All over this stuff. I got people, children crying on their way to school, don't want to get on the bus. This is commonplace, widespread stuff, and it's a disaster, and it's evil. And we need to learn how to deal with adversity, how to deal with evil righteously and biblically, okay? I have a whole series called Overcoming Evil with Good, but I want to give you today just some hope for how to, just a perspective to have today as you go through this, as you face it. And that is a perspective that I see in Romans 13, okay, verse 11 and 12. It says, "Besides this, know the time, that the hour has already come for you to awaken from sleep, for salvation is now nearer to us than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand." All right, so do this knowing the time, that is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. Okay, so first of all, you're already awake. You're dealing with the adversity. You've already woken up. You're already realizing that, hey, there's actual evil afoot. And by the way, it is evil to fire somebody over their vaccination status. A perfectly good employee that you wanted, that you were going to keep, that shows up on time and doesn't cause trouble and does their job, it is evil to fire them. Okay, do not fire them if you're in a position to do that and you have a company. And I don't care how much pressure the government puts on you, and I don't care what OSHA does. It is evil to fire a good employee who didn't do anything wrong. It is evil. It is evil to put their families under this kind of stress. It is evil. Okay? The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. So if you fear God, you will not fire innocent people. All right? And then you will have wisdom and knowledge in how to deal with this situation. If you fear the government more than God, you will go right on ahead and do things that you know are wrong. Don't do it. Okay, now, I'm mostly talking to you guys who are dealing with this adversity. Your direct family is under threat from this. Your children are crying on their way to school. By the way, it's also evil to deprive children of an education. Jesus says it's better to tie a millstone around your neck and jump in the ocean than it is to cause a little one to stumble. So if you're somebody who's making decisions to deprive children of their education, children who are well-behaved and healthy and didn't do anything wrong, to quarantine them away, you're the problem. Okay, knock it off. Now, those of you who are dealing with that adversity, your children are the ones crying, your children are the ones being deprived of education, you're the one, your spouse is the one with your job under threat. Look, don't get angry and violent. Don't get depressed and anxious. Don't do those things. They watch the Overcoming Evil with Good series. We hit on that stuff. But look, do this knowing the time. It's already time to wake up. And then he gives this perspective on it. You're awake. Now here's what he says. He says, for salvation is now nearer to us than when we first believed. Salvation is now nearer to you. You have an expiration date. You have a salvation date. A day that you're going to be with Jesus. Whether he comes back and takes you, or whether you go home to him in death. That day is coming. The day is at hand. He says the night is almost gone. So this is coming close. This is coming soon. And what that means is you have a short window of time, a very tiny window of time, to rise up and stand against adversity and evil. You will never have evil again for all of eternity. In heaven, you will live for eternity in total bliss and joy. And there will, we'll do a series on heaven sometime, all the incredible stuff that happens in heaven. But you will never need courage against evil again in heaven. You will never have a younger generation looking up to you for leadership and courage in heaven against evil. And how do we do this? How are we going to get through this? You'll never have that. You have it now. You're alive now, today. God made you here for a reason. He put you here in this time, in this place for a reason. And it's a short window of time to do what is right. And it's really easy to do what's right when it's easy. Let's do what's right when it's hard. So if there's evil afoot, let's pray against it. You'll never have a prayer meeting against evil again. For all of eternity, you'll never have a prayer meeting where you have to pray against evil, ever. So do it now. Get on your knees and pray now. You'll never need to pray for revival again for eternity. So pray now. You'll never need to learn to love your enemies and pray for your enemies again. You'll never have them again for eternity. So pray for your enemies now. You'll never have to go to knock on a door and ask to have your job back because it's the right thing to do. You'll never have to lead your children to the school bus and pray together with them and develop them and give them strength and fortitude to do what is right and to stand up under oppression. You'll never have to do that again. You'll never have a chance to do it again. Look, suffering's no fun. Standing up against evil is no fun. Standing up against this crazy stuff that we're dealing with right now is not fun. But listen, there's a neat opportunity right now, and it's shrinking. The time will come when you never have adversity again, when you never need courage again, when you'll never, the idea of courage will not be known because you won't need courage, because there won't be any evil trying to stop you that you need to protect the innocent from. You'll never get to protect your children. You'll never get to go to a school board meeting again and stand up for the next generation. You'll never get to do it again, all right? Join together, work together, pray together, be on your knees together. Let's embrace this. It's not fun, but let's embrace it. That's the attitude I know when Paul wrote Romans here, wrote Romans 13 that I just read to you about knowing the time and doing what is right in the limited time you have. I know he had this attitude because he got beat up. He would be put in jail and stuff, and he was known for, after they would beat him up in jail, he was known for singing songs of praise up till midnight in the middle of jail. Stuff that they had beaten him up and put him in jail for doing, he just kept doing it from jail. And he did it joyfully because he knew, hey, this is temporary. I have a limited amount of time to praise Jesus from a position of pain. You'll never have a position of pain again for eternity. You can share with him now in certain ways that you'll see Jesus more clearly now in suffering than you'll ever see him. You'll never suffer again in heaven. You'll never have adversity again. You'll never cast all your cares and all your anxieties on him again because you won't have them. That's incredible. I'm looking forward to heaven, but listen, there's something now. When you get to heaven, you'll look back and you'll say, did I fight that war? Did I stand and fight that battle? Or did I shrink back and compromise? Because you'll never have the chance again. The glory in winning the battle happens during the battle. You don't get to go back later, right? That's the perspective that I'm trying to have. Don't look at this as adversity. Oh, how are we going to overcome it? Look at this as a battle that you get to win now, okay? And God picked you to do it. So let's do it. Let's join together. Let's be in prayer. My phone is jingling all day today. Maybe your job's safe, but there's evil afoot, guys. Let's beat this. Let's beat this together. Let's stand in righteousness. Glory to God. I'll talk to you tomorrow.